Pious children stood within the furnace. The child of the Theotokos went and rescued them. He who was prefigured then, manifestly active now, is gathering together the entire universe to sing the hymn, O praise and supremely exalt the Lord, O all you his works unto the ages. Most holy Theotokos, save us. You welcomed into your womb the Logos. You held in your arms the one who holds all things. With your milk you nourished him, who by a nod gives nourishment. O purest maiden unto the entire universe, to whom we sing, O praise and supremely exalt the Lord, O all you his works unto the ages. Most holy Theotokos, save us. The glorious mystery of your childbirth did Moses perceive within the burning bush. Children once in Babylon vividly prefigured this. For standing in the midst of fire, they remained unburnt, O undefiled and all holy virgin. And therefore we extol you in hymns unto the ages. Most holy Theotokos, save us. We who were left naked through beguilement have worn through your pregnancy the garment of incorruptibility. And we who were sitting in the darkness of our errors now have contemplated the light. O dwelling place of light, holy damsel, and therefore we extol you in hymns unto the ages. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Deceased have been quickened through your power, for pregnant were you with life hypostasized. They who once were speechless now speak with newfound eloquence. Diseases are exterminated, lepers purified. The legions of the aerial spirits, O virgin, are defeated, for you are man's salvation. Both now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. O birth giver of the world's salvation, through you we are raised from earth unto the heights. Ever blessed maid, rejoice, fortress and protective veil. O pure one, the defense and the fortification of all who sing the hymn, O praise and supremely exalt the Lord, O all you his works unto the ages.